Bible People, Chapter 1, Adam and Eve. As readers of the Bible, you will know that God's own account of the creation is given in the beginning of the book of Genesis. In this beautiful account, you will see how the great Creator made the heavens and the earth and prepared everything for man to live in happiness. Then Adam was made. God formed him out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, so that he became a living soul. Do not believe any different accounts you may hear or read of the creation of man. Adam was also made in the image or likeness of God, which means that he was holy and righteous. So also was Eve, the first woman, whom God created and brought to Adam to be his wife. These two were put in a beautiful garden, which God planted in Eden. How happy they were, and had no fear of evil or danger, because they were holy. Their great delight was to do the will of their Creator and to obey him. But God gave them a test as to whether they would always obey him. There was only one tree in their garden home which they were not to touch. They could eat the fruit on all the other trees, but not on this one. Did they stand the test? No, sad to say, they did not. Satan came in the serpent and deceived Eve. She ate of the forbidden fruit and gave to Adam, who ate also. Oh, what wickedness was this against their kind Creator, who had provided everything for their good. Now God was justly angry with them, and they felt so guilty that they tried to hide themselves amongst the trees of the garden. But this was not possible. Nothing that we do or even think can be hid from God. So they were found out in their wickedness and punished for it, as you can read in the 3rd chapter of Genesis. But the great punishment was that they must now die, for God had said that they should surely die if they ate of that tree. So after a time, both Adam and Eve died, and this is why we must die too. This great punishment came upon all mankind, so that all the children of Adam must die, down to the present time and onwards to the end of the world. Still, we have not told you all of the punishment, because not only did their bodies die, but their souls also died spiritually in the day they ate of that fruit. They lost the image of God in which they were made. They lost that holiness and righteousness which they had, and became sinful and wicked. This punishment, too, comes to each one of us, and we are sinners before a holy God, being born in sin. Was there then no remedy, no way of escape, for Adam and Eve and for all their children? Yes, a Savior was promised. The seed of the woman was promised, who should bruise the head of Satan, or the serpent, as you will read in the 15th verse of the 3rd chapter of Genesis. This was Jesus Christ, who came so many years afterwards, the Son of God in human flesh. What we need is that God would give us of his Holy Spirit to teach us that we are lost sinners and to lead us to Jesus Christ for salvation, that we may be made true believers in him. Now see if you can find in your Bibles the following texts, which will confirm what we have told you about Adam and ourselves. Ecclesiastes 7th chapter verse 29 tells us that God made man upright. Revelation chapter 12 verse 9 calls Satan that old serpent. Romans chapter 15 verse 12 shows how death comes to us from Adam. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 speaks of Christ as the promised seed. John chapter 16 verses 8 through 15 show that the Holy Spirit is given to convince of sin and to show us the things of Jesus Christ.